Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Hi, the date is January 28, 2018, and I have some questions for my dad. First question, what was the happiest moment of your life and the saddest?
The happiest moment of my life, getting my driver's license and getting my first car.
And what was your saddest?
Wrecking that first car.
And what was your first car? What was the name?
It was a 1990 Ford Tempo. That I bought.
With your own money?
Yes.
Your first car?
Yes.
You didn't get one for your 16th birthday?
Nope. Saved up money.
Wow.
Worked hard. Had a couple different jobs, odd jobs. Sacked groceries. Swept floors. Saved the money.
Wow. What was the most important person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her?
The most important person in my life. It's probably my great-grandpa, Joe Frazier.
Can you tell me about him?
Well, he was born in the late 1800s. He served in World War I, served with infantry. He lived to be 102 years old.
Wow.
And he raised 7 girls and 1 boy.
Wow.
And my grandma was one of the twin girls, Esther and Edith. My grandma Esther was one of the twins. And that was the only set of twins out of the 8 kids.
Hi, the date is February 23rd, 2018, and I have some questions for my dad. First question, how did you meet Mom?
I met your mom online.
Online?
Online, through a social networking site, because I was friends with her father. And her picture came up as a suggested friend, and it said we should be friends. So I clicked on, send her a friend request, and the rest is history, as you would say. We met online, we talked a few times, and then we went out a few times. First time we met for drinks, and listened to some live music, had a short evening, and a nice evening, and went out a couple more times. About 6 months later to a year, I met you for the first time, which was pretty cool. I think your mom had brought you to the circus where I was dressed out as a clown performing. You hadn't met me yet, so your first impression of me was the clown, where I was dressed out for the Shrine Circus, which was fun, because she had brought you and your cousins.
Nancy?
No, not Nancy. It was Emma and Sam. Albert, to the show. It was one boy and 4 girls. You were outnumbered. I felt sorry for you that day.
Second question. How has your life been different than what you imagined?
How has my life been different than what I would have imagined? Well, I had dreams at one time of being an astronaut. I'm certainly not an astronaut. I'm own my own business as a sales manager, so it's kind of taken a spin, hasn't it, from going up into outer space to owning my own business and supporting 29 different families.
29.
29. All the delivery drivers and salespeople and the office people that depend on the paper. And then there's all the customers that depend on the paper and the advertising that we sell. We help them sell their products and their stuff. So it's certainly not what I imagined, but it is rewarding.
And third question, how would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? Wow, Max, you kind of hit a hard question there. I guess I would like to be remembered as a man who took care of his family and his friends, who loved his country and enjoyed politics. I've hopefully made some difference in some child's life to where they've gone on to become a success. I hope that the lives I've influenced have been for the positive and for good.
And fourth question, what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? You and Kara being successful in your school work and your sports and your scouts and the stuff that you all do. I like seeing you all succeed and becoming the best that you can be.
Final question, do you have any regrets?
Regrets? I regret that, it's kind of a tough one, Max. I don't know about that. It's got a lot of hard answers right there. Probably I regret the fact that my dad's not here anymore on this earth to meet you and to watch Kara grow and become fine young adults.
Okay. That is the end of this recording. My name is Max, and I'm interviewing my mom. I got some questions for her, and here we go. What do you do for a living?
Right now, I am the accounts payable specialist for Jackson County.
And do you like your job?
It's okay. It pays the bills.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a teacher when I grew up.
How much do teachers get paid?
I don't know.
Okay. If you could do anything now, what would it be?
If I could do anything now?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be a stay-at-home mom.
And why would you want to do that?
So I can take better care of you when you get home from school, make sure you do your homework, and have more time to clean the house up.
So I would be homeschooled?
No.
Oh, okay. And do you have any stories you were told when you were little?
Do I have any stories that I was told when I was little?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Give me an example of stories.
Like, what stories Grandma used to told you, if she told you any?
She told me when I was born that she was craving tacos, and then she made my aunt stop to get her tacos through the drive-thru on her way to the hospital, even though my aunt knew that she wasn't going to be able to eat anything because she was having a baby.
And what did you think your life would be when you were old, when you grew older?
Repeat the question.
What did you think your life would be when you were older?
Oh, pretty much the same. I knew I would have kids eventually and be married. I have no regrets.
Oh, did you know? Who were your best friends and what were they like?
Well, in grade school, I had Danny Malarkey was my best friend, and he was funny. And then he moved to Seattle, Washington. And then junior high school, I didn't really have a best friend until I met Diana Clem when we were freshmen.
Okay. How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you happy?
I was happy. I was shy. I was extremely shy. I liked to sing. I took a couple years of piano. Played the flute. Well, I didn't play the flute. I played at the flute. I was in flag corps. Yeah, I had a happy life. Busy.
And last question. How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
Perfect day when I was young? It's probably being out with my friends.
That's how I would
right now.
And that is the end of this interview.